It's now time for the Minden Newsbeat, presented by Hebert's Town and Country Ford Lincoln, 405 Industrial Drive in Minden.
Minden City Police report a 15-year-old male is in custody after a stabbing incident Tuesday at the campus of Minden High School. According to Minden Police Chief Steve Cropper, the student will likely be charged with attempted second-degree homicide, along with possession of marijuana. The incident was the result of a fight between the suspect and the victim, a 14-year-old male student. The suspect was taken to the Ware Detention Center in Coushatta and will appear before a judge today in juvenile court. The 14-year-old victim suffered multiple stab wounds with what was reported as a paring knife and is being treated at Minden Medical Center for non-life-threatening injuries. Minden City Police report the arrest of Chris Yates, age 39, of 1104 Pine Street, who was booked for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, meth, and possession of drug paraphernalia. One arrest was reported on a warrant for criminal neglect of family. One arrest reported on an outstanding bench warrant. And the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a fugitive from Bienville Parish.
You're invited to come by Hebert's Town and Country Ford Lincoln on Industrial Drive. See the great selection of cars, trucks, SUVs, and crossover vehicles now in stock. Check out the full selection of 2021 Ford F-150s. Plus, you'll find great auto servicing, parts and accessories, and a full collision center. Family owned and operated. Come by today. Hebert's Town and Country Ford Lincoln, 405 Industrial Drive.
In a recent session of Ward 1, Minden City Court, held before Judge Sherb Santel, Dawn Adams was fined $125 plus court cost or 12 days in jail for loud music. Brendasia Boston pleaded not guilty to interfering with a law enforcement investigation and will stand trial at a later date. Zonkisha Boston pleaded not guilty to interfering with law enforcement investigation, simple assault, and resisting an officer, and will stand trial at a later date. Alana Gardner pleaded not guilty to simple criminal damage to property and will stand trial December 15th. Jacoby Jackson was fined $250 plus court cost for child desertion. Sarah Miles was fined $75 plus court cost or 7 days in jail for careless operation, fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Tony Mitchell was fined $200 plus court cost for flight from an officer and fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Wesley Griffith, Akaya Harrison, Jeremy Monastir, Jaquiris Reed, Carissa Ferguson, Harvey Major, Cassie Merritt were each fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. In Ward 2, Spring Hill City Court held before Judge Stuart McMahon, Kimberly Hutchinson pleaded not guilty to unlawful storage and will stand trial November 17th. Demartian D. McCutcheon pleaded not guilty to simple criminal damage to property and will stand trial at a later date. Ronnie A. Riley pleaded not guilty to unlawful storage and will stand trial at a later date. Kaylin Joyce Smith was fined $150 plus court cost or 5 days of community service for simple criminal trespassing. Jason Watson pleaded not guilty to theft and will stand trial later. LaKendrick White pleaded not guilty to driving under suspension and will stand trial later. Teresa Michelle Green was fined $100 plus court cost or 5 days of community service for possession of drug paraphernalia. Tommy J. Mills was sentenced to 25 days in jail with credit for time served for theft by shoplifting, fined $200 plus court cost or 5 days community service for curfew violation. Stephen Michael Humphreys was fined $150 plus court cost or 5 days of community service for disturbing the peace by being drunk. Rodney Stinson pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse battery and will stand trial at a later date. Lance Devin Loftus was fined $100 plus court cost or 5 days of community service for possession of marijuana, fined $150 plus court cost or 3 days in jail for no insurance. Brittany Edgett was sentenced to 30 days in jail with credit for time served for disturbing the peace. Flu vaccinations will be offered today from noon until around 6 p.m. at the Webster Parish Health Unit at 1200 Homer Road. The shots are free even if you don't have insurance and open to the public, and walk-ins are welcome. You're asked to bring your private insurance card, Medicaid or Medicare card if you have one. Thursday will be observed as Veterans Day. Some federal and state offices will close on Thursday. Offices at the Webster Parish Courthouse will be closed. The bank's post office will be closed on Thursday. Gibson Bank and all branches will be closed. Offices in City Hall are scheduled to be open on Thursday, and Webster Parish Schools will hold classes on Thursday. Laying surface for the southern extension of the Arthur Ray Teague Multi-Use Trail is underway, with crews working from the 90-degree curve east to Parkway High School. While work is proceeding, the area will remain open to traffic, but one lane will be closed in the construction area. So motorists are asked to exercise caution and watch out for workers and equipment. The construction of the approximate 2-mile extension is funded by the Red River Waterway Commission.
You're invited to come by Hebert Town and Country Ford Lincoln on Industrial Drive. See the great selection of cars, trucks, SUVs, and crossover vehicles now in stock. Check out the full selection of 2021 Ford F-150s. Plus, you'll find great auto servicing, parts and accessories, and a full collision center. Family owned and operated. Come by today. Hebert Town and Country Ford Lincoln, 405 Industrial Drive.
A meeting of the Minden Planning Commission is scheduled for 10 o'clock Thursday morning in the Pelican Conference Room in City Hall. On the agenda, a request from the Old West Barbecue for zoning variance on property on Highway 531, which is zoned B4 Highway Commercial. The variance is to build a small residence for the owner's personal use on the same lot as the business. The chairperson for the Planning Commission is Sarah Haynes. The Minden City Council has a workshop scheduled for 2:30 Thursday afternoon in the Pelican Conference Room in City Hall. The council will discuss pay raises in the Minden Fire Department and Minden Police Department, along with a water rate increase, a juvenile curfew ordinance, use of city parks and city-owned property, vacant structure ordinance will also be discussed. Funeral services for Verville Dean Ramsey are scheduled for 11 o'clock today at City on the Hill Pentecostal Church with Reverend Jeff Ramsey, Reverend Keith Adcock, and Reverend Mike Hudspeth officiating. Burial will be in Gardens of Memory. Survivors include his son, Reverend Jeff Ramsey of Minden, a daughter, a sister, a brother, 4 grandchildren, also survive.
The Minden Newsbeat has been a presentation of Hebert Town and Country Ford Lincoln, 405 Industrial Drive in Minden.